This is the download edition of World Business Report, the Wall Street update for Thursday, the 8th of February. I'm John Bithrie. It's been a tough day on the markets for shares in banks. In Europe, the German giant Deutsche Bank closed down by a whopping 9.5%. Meanwhile, traders were also busy selling shares in American banks, sending them down by 6% or more at times. So what's going on? I asked Ben McClanahan, US banking editor for the Financial Times.
Well, it's a bit of a mystery. I've talked to lots of analysts in the market in recent days, and they seem to agree that it's a compendium of factors. There's no single thing really driving it down. I think fears have started early in the new year with China, fears that China's growth was sort of motoring along, can no longer be guaranteed. And also the US growth expectations have also been collapsing. And that's had the effect of reducing the expectations of further interest rate rises from the Federal Reserve, which, of course, are very good news for banks and their profits.
And what about speculation that the increasing use of negative interest rates is also influencing this? So the Bank of Japan being the latest to effectively start charging for commercial banks, so they're having to pay more money just to save, just to keep money to not lend it out.
Yeah, that's not really a factor for the moment for the US banks. I don't think we're certainly not discussing negative rates here, but certainly the gap between the cost of funds for the banks and the price of their loans has been narrowing, and that's been really driving down the share prices.
And that's because they will make less money.
That's right. Yeah, the steeper the interest rate curve, the better it is for the banks. The more money they can make.
Deutsche Bank, big fall, closing down 9.5%. I think it was hitting its weakest levels, its lowest levels since something like 1999. I mean, what's going on at Deutsche Bank?
I think they found themselves in the unfortunate position of being in the crosshairs of lots of these generalized fears, and markets, as you know, like to pick on a victim, and I think it's poor Deutsche Bank this time. There are specific concerns, at least there were, before the bank put out a statement this afternoon. I'm not sure what that's done to the shares, but before that, the fear was that they'd be missing a coupon, an interest payment on some special kind of debt that they'd issued after the crisis to effectively force equity holders to share in the pain. And I think the bank may have put to rest fears that it didn't have enough cash to make those interest payments. There's about 1 billion euros of coupons. But we'll have to see. I think counterparties of Deutsche are beginning to look at the bank nervously, wondering if these latest remedial actions will stabilise the shares.
What about the fall in the oil price and the effect that that's having on various oil producers around the world?
Yeah.
That debt levels in those countries may well go up, and that some banks may be exposed to rising debts in those countries. Is that also a worry?
It's another one of these compendium of fears I was describing earlier. I think that the best example of emerging market-related fears is Citigroup, where the shares have been particularly weak. In fact, I was looking just now at my Bloomberg terminal, and I see that the gap between Citi's valuation, effectively, their multiple of profits that they're trading at, is as wide now as it's ever been. Certainly in the past 20 years, as far back as I was looking, which means that the market is looking at these banks with big emerging market exposures and saying, we don't want to own them. And I think the collapse in the oil price is a big reason for that.
That's Ben McClanahan, US banking editor for the Financial Times. Well, he is not alone in his view that there's a lot of negative feeling in stock markets at the moment. Our regular markets watcher, Peter Yankowskis of Oakbrook Investments in Chicago, agreed.
Well, they just overall, it seems to be feeding on itself. The more people get concerned about growth, the more then concerned they become about credit quality, concerned about banks, and then that creates a whole other cycle. So I'm not sure what it's going to take to break this, but the one positive is I think that once it does break, we should see a fairly rapid recovery in the markets, because fundamentally the situation, I think, for economies hasn't changed very much. It's just an overall pessimistic feeling that's driving this at the moment.
What about technology stocks? Because we've had a couple of star performers recently in the form of Facebook and Google, or Google's parent company Alphabet, posted really good results, but they were dragging down the rest of the market today, weren't they?
Yes, indeed, and that's part of the cycle aspect that I'm alluding to, is that as stocks come under pressure, then all of a sudden there's a search for liquidity, and that hurts some of your bigger, more successful type names unnecessarily. So I think conceivably, as you indicated, the results for these companies are strong. Once sentiment changes, you could see quite a rapid recovery in those names.
And is there a bit of a hangover from the jobs report on Friday, perhaps the job rate of job creation slowing down a bit in the U.S.?
Well, I think there certainly was some discussion of that, but I think people were most focused on the strong gains in wages that were part of that. The drop in the overall jobless rate was very positive. I think for a bit there, it seemed as if investors were reconsidering the notion that the Fed might not be able to raise rates, and that seemed to put some pressure on names at times on Friday.
Peter Yankauskas at Oakbrook Investments in Chicago. So the Dow did rebound a little bit. It finished down 1.1% at 16,027. The FTSE 100 closed down 2.7% at 56.89. The gold price, gold is up at the moment, $1,189 an ounce. And that's oil price. New York Light crude down 77 cents at $30.12 a barrel.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.